If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Remember when you were a kid and the last thing you wanted to do was turn into your mom? Well, either you're close to doing it or you already have. Hey, it's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. So was that a fear of yours?
Yeah, it still is, I think. It was like a threat, like when I was a kid, too. My mom was like, one day I hope you have a child just like you. You know, like it's just like...
Use it against
it's
you.
It's just a vicious circle of us becoming our parents, yeah. And so, I try every day.
So you're not... Well, you're not going to like this new research out of the UK. It revealed that women start turning into their mothers a few years after having kids. Now, the average age that women give birth in the UK is around 33 years old. Or 30 years old. So that means at the age of 33, you morph into your childhood's worst nightmare. Your pants get higher and higher. White running shoes from New Balance seem cooler and cooler.
All those things are actually in fashion right now, though. That's the weird
thing.
Mom
jeans.
That's true. You're right. Mom jeans are pretty cool now.
They're all trendy. So are the sneakers. So are the dad shoes and mom sneakers.
You start catching yourself saying things that your parents used to say to you. But you also realize just how good of a job your parents probably did.
You
appreciate how hard their job raising you actually was. So now, as an adult, would you be cool turning into your mom?
No, I don't want to turn into I don't want to turn into anybody.
She's still in denial.
But listen, I love my mom, and you're right. I do appreciate her more now than ever before. The mistakes that she made, I mean, it wasn't easy for her. My mom was a single mom, like trying to make do with what she had.
And nobody's perfect.
No, and life is hard. That's what you realize as you become an adult, too. I'm like, geez, what would I have done, you know, if I were in her shoes? So I love her. I appreciate her. I'm thankful for all the sacrifices she made for me. But
you knew there was one coming.
I'm not like my mom. My sister, my younger sister is always like, you were adopted. Like, you're nothing like us. My sister and my mom are a lot alike. But there are things creeping in, and I would never admit it to her. I hope she's not listening to it right now. But
like
every once
Maybe
in a while.
A trait that you caught.
A trait that, I don't know. I can't even think of, my mom has a tendency to like say she's going to do things and not do them, for instance, you know, she's like
the old flake.
Yeah. And so now I'm like making sure I'm like, listen, I am going to, and not like she wouldn't stay true to her word with somebody, but she has these big ideas. She's a really creative person. She never really made them come to fruition. Mm-hmm. And so I'm the one spending an hour or two on the phone with a friend saying, I have this great idea. And then just like not making it happen.
And your friend, you know? 2 weeks later, hey, whatever happened to that idea you had? I wouldn't know. Like, whatever you're talking about.
Stop talking to me. So I definitely see these little traits sort of like popping up, but I mean, I love my mom, but I don't want to be exactly like her.
You're like your mom 2.0.
Is that what you think?
Yeah, you're the new version.
Now, Sam, I've only met your dad a couple of times.
Oh, boy. Do the same rules apply for dads and men?
Yes, it does, actually. Yeah.
They said it's a little bit later for men, like a couple of years later.
But you're still going to turn into your dad.
Great.
I've only met him a couple of times, but I kind of am I seeing some similarities?
Yes.
Yes.
Fashion-wise, disposition-wise, I don't know. I'm learning to accept it, because what are you going to do? I mean, you have to realize that you share like 99.9% of your DNA with them, so you might as well just embrace it.
So does your dad wear hats everywhere he goes as well?
No, he wears jogging pants. Oh. Haven't hit that stage yet, but I'm waiting for it.
Andy, are you becoming either one of your parents?
Oh yeah, I'm totally turning into my dad. I stick out my tongue when I'm concentrating really hard now, which he used to do all the time. I'm just a creature of habit like he is. Like, I'm very old school. I still have a checkbook because he has a checkbook.
Nothing wrong with that.
And I see it works for him, so I'm going to keep a checkbook as well.
Okay, there you go.
So yeah, I'm totally turning into him.
I mean, as long as you pick and choose, like, that's a fine trait, a checkbook, that's good.
Right.
As long as you don't take on those, everybody has their, like, character flaws. You want to take those on, right?
Yeah. I said at my wedding, I said when I was giving my speech, one of the things I said about my dad was I didn't realize it when I was a kid, but as an adult now, I realize my dad is actually one of my heroes.
Aww.
And I'm slowly turning into my hero. Well, that's a good thing or not, I don't know, but it's happening one way or another.
Sounds a little cocky, really.
You'll be a hero one day too, Andy.
His own hero.
Yeah, exactly.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Apparently, people probably consider you to be a nuisance if you're the type of person who does this. And Sam, your girlfriend, I think this was just last night or the night before, you mentioned, wants you to stop doing something that you're constantly doing.
I'm so guilty of this. Shall I divulge?
Okay, yeah. What do you do that drives her crazy?
I constantly correct her grammar.
Mm-hmm.
Of course you do.
But I love her. I love her. And I read this article and it was like all the bells went off. In my mind, when I care about someone and they make a grammatical mistake, not in public, just in private, I'll on the spot just correct them, or I'll put them to the test. I'll say, was that the best choice of word, or do you want to rephrase that? But again, like, it's just because I want her to speak her best English.
So they did a study, and they said, if you're the type of person who points out people's grammatical errors very often, you're actually being a jerk. And that behavior is called being the grammar police. And they said that, number one, people who point out grammatical errors are most often introverts. Extroverts are a lot less likely to do it.
Okay.
And they're less agreeable people as well. They're just more argumentative in general.
Guilty.
So if your girlfriend texts you in the morning and she says, good morning, babe, hope you're having a good day, and she leaves off the E on the your, do you respond back and tell her about her mistake?
There's a bit more leeway with text because they get the autocorrect. But verbal, no, you're not getting away with anything. I'm sorry.
But what if you know what she's trying to say?
It's not good enough. She'll always have excuses. She'll say, no, like, I meant to say that, but I'm lazy. I go, well, step it up. You know, because if you make these mistakes in the comfort of our own home, who's to say you won't make those mistakes out in public? And I mean, because the reality is that people judge you by your grammar. When you meet someone, first impressions, if you make a grammatical mistake, people judge you whether they want to or not. So I'm just trying to prevent these things from happening.
I guess, but it's like saying, like, people judge you based on your appearance and your clothes, too.
Absolutely.
What if, like, she was constantly every day saying, like, knocking you for what you were wearing?
She does.
You know, I used to be a little bit like this, and not because I feel like it is my job to correct people and make
them the grammar police.
No, I'm not. My mom was the grammar police, though, and I guess that's part of your job as a parent. When I was a kid, she was constantly correcting me and constantly trying to teach me about grammar. But I realized that my mind goes there now. You know, it doesn't bother me, especially in a city like Montreal. Every second, I only speak English. Every second person I meet speaks like 3, 4, 5 languages.
Right.
You know, like there's going to be some grammatical errors.
True.
It's going to happen.
True.
But I realized that my brain was just drawn there. It was just pointed out, you know, when somebody made a mistake, it was like almost, I don't want to use the term OCD because I know that can be very serious for a lot of people, but it was almost like obsessive, you know, when somebody said something wrong, my brain would go there. But I realized I wasn't really listening to people when that was happening. So I really made an effort to sort of let that go so that I was actually in the conversation and not worried about whether they used the right word.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, you have to listen carefully. I mean, you have to understand what people are saying and not sort of be so quick to jump on them because, yeah, sometimes the meaning behind it, a word is more important than how it's delivered.
Are you changing your mind?
Yeah, exactly.
Are you changing your mind?
Well, I'm learning now that because I'm maybe being too much of a jerk that I need to be a...
You're just learning that now.
Be more of a passive listener, not so much an active listener.
What fun you must be to live with.
Somebody said, oh my God, Sam, this is coming from someone that said Budapest is in Romania. I will not let that go. Say that earlier.
Budapest,
you thought that.
Bucharest, same. Okay. Sorry.
People were angry at you about that, by the way.
People who correct grammar. Do you think jerks is kind of an intense word? Do you consider
it's science? They said it.
It's science.
I didn't say it. Do you consider them to be a nuisance though? And are you the type of person who does it? You can send us a text at 92925.
If you have criticism about the way I speak, or if there's a mistake that I would love for someone to point it out.
Sam doesn't often make grammatical errors, but he always uses big words out of context, and I never call you out for it.
Please do. Just not in public, in front of other people.
Exactly. It can be embarrassing. Okay, Sarah, what do you think?
I tend to do it myself.
Oh, you do?
You're one of those, are you?
You have their best interests at heart, right?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't do it like, you know, like a grammar Nazi. I just do it basically to my, like I just texted in my boyfriend, for example, he'll say the double negative.
Oh, the double negative, yeah.
I don't want no popcorn. Okay, so you want popcorn.
Has he learned? Has he caught on yet? Or are you still making the same
mistakes? Yeah, he catches on, yeah.
Do you care that it annoys people?
I just do it to the ones that are closest to me.
Okay, yeah, right. I was going to say it matters who you're talking to, for sure. With my sister, maybe I'm a little more likely to like say it because she's questioning my intentions.
Exactly, yeah.
Cool. Makes sense. Okay. Thank you, Sarah.
Okay, have a
great day. Thanks for listening.
Okay, bye.
I really do get the fact that you pick up on it. Like, I understand that. Like I said, I've been doing that from a really young age, but you just don't always have to say it to people all the time.
Yeah,
you
can let the odd grammar mistake slide. It's okay.
Aphrodite said she only does it with those people she loves. She doesn't bother saying anything to a person she's having a conversation with that she's not emotionally attached to, probably because she makes so many mistakes herself. And she said, I'm probably right that part of it is being multilingual, you know, like speaking so many languages.
And you have to be sensitive to other people. I mean, some people are dyslexic. They have a tough time, you know, forming sentences. And
100%.
And, you know, so you have to be sensitive to that. And I get that.
You know, I practice my French. I try to speak French when I can, like when the situation calls for it. But I got to tell you, if somebody could understand what I was trying to say in French, but still was correcting me, I'd be less likely to want to do it.
It's intimidating.
It's intimidating. Yeah. I'd be embarrassed. Probably.
You're fluent. Don't worry about it. Oh, you got fluent. It. You got it in the bag, Nikki.
Absolutely. Massimo, what do you think about people who correct grammar?
Well, I know Sam, and I think he's a great person, so it's hard for me to judge at this point.
Pretend you don't know him.
You actually know him personally?
Yeah, I do. What's up, Sam?
How are you?
Very good, you?
Good, good.
I was tuned in, and it was, like, so funny. But as you know, like, us in RDP and San Leo, we do have our own grammar and way of seeing things and acting, so... Might be weird to some people, but it's weird to us that people from the West don't understand us. So
I love how unapologetic you are about it, right? You're not going to change for anyone.
Yeah, exactly. We don't change for anyone. We're authentic.
Should I say you don't change for no one?
For no one. Yeah, exactly. Nobody, bro.
Nobody, bro.
Thank you, Massimo. Have a great day.
All right, guys. Have a great day. Good job. You're awesome.
Thank you so much.
I wouldn't change him for anything, by the way.
Good. Robin said, can't stand when people can't spell. I correct them all the time. It's annoying. Little pet peeve of mine, too.
Yeah. It's... Well, there's no excuse now. You got your phone, you know, check the spelling, check
yeah,
the dictionary.
I remember a really good friend of mine started dating this guy and he was posting all over her Facebook. They're married now. But he'd be like, you are so beautiful. And he'd be like, B. He couldn't spell it. Yeah, at all. And
that's
cringeworthy. I was just like, not on Facebook. Just spell check it. It is a thing. But that's another thing with our grammar too, is the way that we're speaking online and via text is changing things.
It is.
So it's sort of like creeping into the way we speak too.
It's a big thing in online dating. You see a lot of in people's profiles. One of their things is grammar matters, right? If you have bad grammar, we're not going on a date. That's it.
Oh, yeah? Ask Cardi B if grammar matters. She'd say absolutely
There's
not.
An exception here and there.
She's a cajillionaire and she's famous.
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
So this past week, a Reddit user asked one simple question and things just took off from there. One simple rule, it turned into so many. Hey, it's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. So the unnamed Reddit user simply asked, what is one unwritten rule you think everyone should know and follow? Yeah. And things just got viral, so big that BuzzFeed picked it up and wrote an article. So I'm going to ask you guys about what your unwritten rule is in a second, but I'll give you the top five that BuzzFeed had.
Okay.
Number five, do not swipe left or right if someone shows you a photo on their phone.
Do it all the time. I don't mean to do it. It's like habits.
Isn't it so cringeworthy you give somebody your phone to look at a picture? You do not want them to swipe anywhere.
Well, you don't. But if my sister hands me her phone to show me a picture, it's like habit that I start swiping. And she's like, excuse me.
How dare you?
I try. I don't mean to. Okay. That's a good rule.
Number four, buy a plunger before you need a plunger.
Yes.
I mean, that's just, it goes without saying. Yes. Number three, don't mess up an apology with an excuse.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, but.
No, or I'm sorry that you feel like I. That's
right.
A bad one, too.
It's a backhanded
apology. Yeah. Exactly.
Number two, back to the toilet. If you use up all the toilet paper, you go refill it.
Uh-huh.
It's your job. And number one, don't ask for something if the person has one left. Example, gum, cigarette, piece of cake. If there's one left, don't ask for it.
Like the very last one? Yeah,
yeah,
you
don't be
do
that person.
Okay, those are all good
those
rules.
Those are top five, yeah.
When I think of unwritten rules that I think like need to be followed, the first one that comes to my mind, you can see I get a little emotional about this, but it's holding the door open for people. We're getting a lot of texts right now at 92925, and someone said, hold the door open for a woman, but I just think hold the door open for humans.
Anybody, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anybody's behind you, hold the door open, and if someone does it for you, just a quick little thank you. Sam, what's your unwritten rule?
Oh, man, I got a few.
Oh, good.
Here we go. Again, common sense. Chew with your mouth closed. Don't speak so loud so that every stranger in the room can hear you. Okay. You don't have to scream all the time.
Does it stress you out or scare you
when
you hear loud people? Okay. Okay. We'll
and also when opening a bag of chips, you always have to offer them to someone else before like putting your hands in them, you know?
It's your bag of chips?
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
I don't agree on that one.
Yeah. I want first dibs if you're opening a bag of chips. I don't want your fingers on the chips.
So wait, the person that buys a bag of chips, opens a bag of chips, has to offer them to somebody else.
That's right.
Ridiculous.
That's part of the responsibility of having a bag of chips in public.
Sam used to bring in seaweed snacks every day and you always like shared them with me, but he would put his hands on them and hand me like three of them.
I don't know you like them so much. so I can bring them more often. I'll give you first dibs if you want.
Disgusting.
Our producer's like gagging right now. Okay, what is your unwritten rule? Text it to 92925.
I love this text. I will not take out gum unless I have enough pieces for the friends around me. How kind. Sharing's caring.
That's a good rule.
Good yeah. soul right there.
Yeah.
I like this text. Walking to the right of a grocery store.
Yeah.
Like keeping your lane. You know, mm-hmm. like when yes. I'm at Costco and someone just leaves their carriage in the middle and I literally have to pick it up and move it myself while they're standing there. Hello.
Well, it's like the road, right? You pass on the left. It's slower drivers. Absolutely. Or if you're going to stop, you stay on the right-hand side.
Pull
Sometimes
over.
I think I'm impatient in the grocery store, though, you know, because people will see it and they're not rude people, but they're sort of like just moseying over to their cart and I'm like, am I just in that much of a hurry, you know?
Life is too short to be stuck behind someone in a grocery store. I'm sorry. Get a move on. I got places to be.
Here's a good one, and I definitely co-sign on this one. When you receive an email, before you reply, stop and think, does it need to be a reply all email? The reply alls are getting crazy these days, right?
Sometimes I think it's an ignorant move. Like people don't realize that they're replying all.
It's just then
you're sharing their inside voice.
You log in, like the inside voice. It's like you log in and there's just like email after email after email of things you didn't need to know or be a part of.
I just delete the thread at that point.
Staying on email when you're at work and somebody sends you an email, then that person comes right over to your desk and says, I just sent you an email.
Yeah,
and
I
want to talk about the email. I know.
I do that.
You do?
yeah.
Oh, Nikki.
Well, I just
want to
see.
Making sure.
I just want to make sure they got it. I'm like, hey, did you get my email? This says from Rachel, I just want people to let people off of the metro before getting on the metro.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Yes. Same with elevators. It's the worst. Just take a second, wait for people to get off, then you take your turn.
And speaking of elevators, when you get to the top of an escalator, that's not the place to stop. Keep moving. Keep
what
the traffic
flowing. What if I
get
to tie my shoe?
No. Take a few steps and get out of my way. I'm sorry. I'm going to throw elbows.
Again, go off to the right.
We got a few emails as well at 92925 Sam about people who speak on speakerphone or have really loud conversations around other people or do the voice to text, like when you're in the middle of a conversation with somebody and suddenly they're talking into their phone.
The radiation's bad for you when you put it to your ear, okay? Speakerphone's healthier for you.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at the Beat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 92.5.